This is Voice of SBB.
Hi, I'm sure you are doing a great job. I'm Professor B.V. Adkohli, Director, SBB Center for Health Professions Education. Today, I'm going to unravel one of the secrets behind an effective teacher. This can make a real difference to your performance as a teacher. Not merely as a teacher, but as a successful parent, a smart homemaker, or even a top leader in the society. Yes, I am talking about the importance of feedback, which is the most important mantra for your success. What is so special about it? Feedback plays a key role in any communication. It is said, feedback is the official receipt issued for successful communication. Without feedback, communication is incomplete, ineffective, and can be even dangerous. Most of the problems in our dealing arise on account of communication gap, strained relationship between dear colleagues, or even bitterness in the family. Hence, feedback is the soul of communication. During my long years as a teacher educator, I often used to ask many faculty members, "Sir, do you think that you are doing a great job?" The answer I used to get is, "Definitely yes, sir, why not?" Then I ask the next question, "Okay, sir, do you have any evidence to say so?" They are taken aback. Unless you receive feedback, how can you identify your strengths and deficiencies? While feedback from patients is vital for improving patient care, feedback has a great role to play in the growth of learner as well as the teacher. Look, feedback is essential at all stages of instruction. Before instruction, you need to assess the learner's previous knowledge. During instruction, you need to monitor the progress. After the instruction, you have to assess their learning outcome. Now, let us try to understand what is feedback, because many people are confused with the term feedback and criticism. Firstly, feedback refers to an act, whereas criticism is targeted to a person. The purpose of feedback is improving and not proving a person is right or wrong. Feedback is always constructive, whereas criticism can be destructive. Feedback is fact-finding. Criticism is fault-finding. Feedback is aimed to identify what went right, what went wrong, and how one can improve. Feedback focuses on both positive and negative aspects, strengths and limitations. Feedback is therefore constructive, whereas criticism can be destructive. Feedback is based on observed behavior, but it is not meant to judge the person as competent or incompetent. Invariably, feedback is a two-way process, mostly between the mentor and the mentee. Preferably, both give and take points for improvement. Thus, feedback stresses on monitoring the progress of the learner rather than sitting on the judgment about the person. If the feedback is so important tool, the questions arise: how to give feedback, when to give feedback, and where to give feedback. Friends, just think about these issues before we meet next time. Before leaving, I must tell you that feedback is not a new concept to Indian soil. The concept of giving good feedback dates back to ancient times. The ancient Indian text Manusmriti declares that Satyam Bruyat Priyam Bruyat Na Bruyat Satyam Apriyam, which means that one should speak truth, not bitter truth, but truth which is soothing and comforting to the person. Just reflect on this quote. Imagine, how can you give a great feedback? Until then, goodbye, best of luck.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.